Tuesday and here to share with us this morning, why does being created in God's image matter? We welcome to the program Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away, and so glad to have you with us this morning and hear your smiling chatter back there. I hear you laughing. Good morning.
Well, it's easy to laugh, frankly, Steve. I mean, you're a comedian, and I love it. We all need it. Water or not water, we need it.
If we were not laughing right now, we'd all be crying, believe me.
You're right.
Well, tell us about this. Why is it so important that we are created in God's image? What does this mean for you and for me?
Well, you know, I think it means something for all of us, especially at this time where some of us feel trapped and lonely, and certainly it's not a time to get out and hang with friends, but it matters dearly. And if you're not created in God's image, you'd be the result of like random chance, and you'd have no value, no relationship with God, no sense of morality or love or peace or hope. And without being created in God's image, when you would die, you would turn into dirt. So that's not good news, but the good news is that you were, all of us, all human beings were in love created by God and uniquely made. Uniquely made, we are different from everybody else he has ever made, proving once again that we are not mistakes, but personally created by God. And why? Because he wants to have a relationship with us. And, you know, I think of this on day six during creation in Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. And I think this is so cool to think of it in this way a little bit differently than most, because he made us like him mentally and morally and socially, you see. We reflect him. Everything we do that requires a plan or design, even welding, Steve, to build something is a reflection of God. Anytime anybody writes a book or gives a talk or paints a picture, sings a song or dances to music, you know, anytime anybody attempts to balance a bank book or really sacrificially love another person, it is a reflection of who we really are. It's a reflection of God himself, and we need to remind ourselves of this. This is, in essence, who we really are.
Yeah. I've thought so many times through the years, Nancy, that it would be so much easier if he had not given us the ability to make choices, but he did. And what does that have to do with being made in his image? How does that affect us in a positive way?
Well, you know, in that sense, he created us to make decisions of right and wrong. Being moral beings, we have to make it. We chose to love God, but first he chose to love us. And he put in us a moral compass that gives us a sense of knowing what is right and wrong. And that's the beautiful thing, that we are, in essence, even before we really know God, we have a sense of right and wrong. The rhythm of God is that we are all created with a moral sense of right and wrong.
Well, let me ask you this. If I am created in God's image, and being made in his image means that we, just like the creator, are relational beings, then how do we live that out? Just talk about that, about being a relational being.
Yeah, and I think we need to remember, people say, well, I don't feel that God's close to me. I feel that he's distant. I don't know what's going on here. And the point is that God has always been relational. The triunity of God, one being, three persons, always in perfect unity. They're active and loving one another since before the beginning of time, which is forever. And they have never stopped loving, trusting, and communicating with each other. And because of that, we can be sure the same is true with us. God is love. He longs for a relationship with us. He knows that when we walk with him, by spending time with him, we will be safe in him. He doesn't changed. We're safe. The world might be screaming, but we are safe in him. I love Matthew 11. Come to me, all who are laden, labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Again, when we walk with God, the heaviness of this world, the pain and suffering that we're going through, is lifted because we're not alone. And God is forever loving us and desiring to have that one-on-one relationship with him all the time.
Well, Nancy, we've just got a couple of minutes left, but, you know, we may be made in God's image, but we are not the great I am. He is. What does that mean for us?
Well, I think the great I am is that he has had no beginning and has no end. He's eternal and made us to be eternal, too. God originally designed Adam and Eve to be eternal beings. They sinned and that relationship was broken. And then, of course, he gave his son that relationship might be restored. And that's, again, the beautiful thing, because God, for all who believe, the eternal relationship with him has been restored through his son. And how could that happen? It happened because we were created in his image. We are his, and he is our father. And it just makes a huge difference. There's some great scripture here I really want to share. John 3:36, whoever believes in the son has eternal life. There it is. But whoever rejects the son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Life is supposed to be about our relationship with God, not our relationship with others and not our relationship with the government or whatever. It's with God first. And this is what's so beautiful when Jesus said in John 10, I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. And, you know, again, in closing, for those of us who believe in Jesus, by the way, that's open to all people, they will not turn to dirt, as most humanists would say. But we all, when we believe in Jesus, will live eternally with God, with great hope and love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. How else can I say it? It's a beautiful relationship, and I hope today that we all remember we are created in the image of God. We're created as relational beings. God loves us forever. He's got eternity in order. And for us in the midst of the turmoil to know this, that we're safe under the wings of God, we need to rejoice today.
Well, Nancy, you know, life both now and forever just does not work without Jesus. So what does Joshua have to say about that? I think that there's a scripture in Joshua 24. Tell us a little bit about that.
Joshua 24. Why don't you tell me about that?
Did we lose you?
I am here.
Oh, you are here. All right. Well, it says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods of your fathers that served beyond the river in Egypt and serve the Lord. And if there is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites whose land you dwell in. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
And that's the choice we get to make today. Who will we serve this day? In the midst of all the circumstances, who are we going to serve? And, man, I'm choosing life, and I'm choosing joy in the midst of it all. Let's just choose to live and live well.
That is a choice that we get to make every single day when we wake up. And that's why it's so important that we have been created in God's image. You know, Nancy, this is just a wonderful question and a great reminder for every single person who is listening right now that they are loved by God and created in His image.
Yeah.
And we're so grateful for you and the work that you're doing through Anchors Away.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thank you, Kelly. You know, we worship an amazing God.
Amen.
And our ministry is to make sure people understand that inside and out. But there's no pandemic that's gonna shake our foundation with God. And that's great news.
Nothing at all. Well, go to anchorsaway.org, find more information about Anchors Away.